Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa joins me now to go over a bit of your feedback from our show this week. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Sasha. Happy Friday.
Thank you. So on Monday, we talked with the new CEO of Boston Medical Center, Kate Walsh. Now, BMC, of course, is the state's biggest safety net hospital. That means it serves much of Boston's poor, and it often treats the victims of inner city violence. And Walsh admitted that that's given her hospital a problematic reputation.
I call that the was taken to phenomenon. When you hear about Boston Medical Center, you hear about it as somebody was taken to Boston Medical Center. And what I've been very happy to learn and have seen firsthand is that every year, 30,000 patients choose to come to Boston Medical Center.
And L.F. Bell is one of those people. He left this comment online. My wife was a physical therapist at BMC. When she was pregnant with our first child, friends asked where she was going to deliver, thinking that BMC was low market. All three of our kids were born at BMC, including our preemie twins. Their care was phenomenal on all counts.
But not everyone in our listening audience felt that way.
Nope. A woman named Angelica called in with this comment on our listener voicemail.
I would not want to go to Boston Medical Center. The care is great. The physicians are great. But the customer service is horrible. It's almost like we're a nuisance or like disturbing the people who are at the front desk. It's always rude.
Okay, so different people, different opinions. Mm-hmm. One more topic. We spoke Wednesday with the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic, Benjamin Zander, and I, regrettably, tried to tell him this very stupid joke. You may have heard it. I want to see if you can fill in the punchline. So the joke goes, how do you tell the difference between a philharmonic and a symphonic orchestra?
Is that the joke or is
that's the question? Do you know
that? Well, no, there is no difference, actually, because you see, in European cities, they don't have one orchestra, they have more than one orchestra. So, for instance, in Vienna, you have the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna Symphony.
Okay, so that landed with a thud.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. But Edward Onesimo, one of our most dedicated web commenters, wrote this online. Sasha, I think you were correct to abandon the joke, given the maestro's response, but I still want to know, how do you tell the difference between a symphony orchestra and a philharmonic orchestra? So, we wrote Edward back. Question?
How do you tell the difference between a philharmonic and a symphonic orchestra?
Answer?
Look at the organs!
Wah, wah.
Okay, yeah. Adam, thanks for the update, and I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.